Boo. I got you. I told you I'd get you eventually. what? You can't handle me for a whole minute anymore. nah. My club's having a meeting in a few hours, and I needed to see my English professor about something, so yeah. I got here early just to see you, and you can't even take a simple joke. So come on, what's up? You're turning a bit red in the cheeks there, bud. Oh, you most certainly are. But come on, cutie. I brought us lunches, which should still be warm if we don't waste much more time here. Come on, I made them myself. Huh? Oh, yeah, I was in a hurry out the door, so I forgot my umbrella. I needed some time to get all the way here before I lost you, you know? Drive might not be long, but the walk certainly is. Aw, thanks. Here, let me hold it. It'll be a pain to have to reach higher for me to get under. So, let's dig in, shall we? Well, how'd you like lunch? Compliments to the chef, really. Aw, thank you. Don't worry, you can forget about the bill. The sun's on the house. So, how are your classes today? Aw, that sucks. It sucks you're struggling to keep up with some of the classes. I cannot imagine the lack of sleep is any help. I'm sorry about your roommate. So, he just sits up on the phone with his girlfriend all night, or... Ugh. And he's also yelling about video games all night. Oh, jeez. Well, do you need any help catching up? I mean, I'm not sure how much I'd be able to help, but I'll help where I can. Yeah, a better place to work and study would be amazing. Just wish that roommate of yours would just shut his trap. No, it's because I know what it's like. I mean, having a crap roommate who makes it hard to be productive. I was so glad when she graduated. The day after, I woke up feeling like a brand new person. Yeah, seriously. But, hey, could I be real with you for a minute? Well, it's actually about you. I know something's going on. Whenever we've been talking lately, you haven't been all there. And I know you're listening, but you just... I don't know how to describe it. There's sometimes when we call, I can even hear it in your voice. And I've been worried because it's been going on for a while. So, what's up? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. I mean, I totally understand, but I want you to know that I'm here for you, okay? Of course it's okay. Ever since we were kids, you've been with me through thick and thin. And I know you don't like to let me in, but I'm here for you. Rain or shine, night or day, okay? Here, let me just... There. Is it alright? Sitting next to you like this. There it is again. That voice of yours. Are you sure you're not uncomfortable? Alright, if you say so. Just what in the world's going on? Yeah. Oh. Oh, jeez. No. Hey, no. There is nothing to apologize for, okay? Absolutely nothing. Now, doesn't it feel better to get it off your chest? Yeah, of course. But I'm sorry you've been going through all of this. I'm really glad you opened up to me. And hey, if you'll let me get a bit sappy for a sec, you really are the strongest person I know. Yeah, you really are. You go through a lot and you never complain. And I know that it can kind of be hard to rely on people, you know, but you really don't need to suffer in silence, okay? You'll do your best. Oh, you always do your best. Wait, don't tell me you've been holding out on me more. Well, okay, look. That made way more sense in my head, okay? Just shut up. so I'm just gonna be honest with you, and yeah, I didn't come here for a club meeting. Well, I came because there was something I needed to talk to you about. Not just what you've been going through, although that is what I worried about the most. Well, okay. Okay. When we were kids, you told me that we'd be friends forever. And I want that. But, I mean, don't you think it'd be really cool if, I don't know, you woke up tomorrow and I was your girlfriend? Oh, jeez. Well, I mean, I've sort of been crushing on you for a really, really, really long time. And I've been terrified for the longest time that if I said anything about it, that you might hate me and, oh, then I'd lose the most important person in my life and... I don't know, I didn't want to go any longer without telling you how I felt. It's complicated, I know, but I love you. I really, really love you. Can you please say something? You're kind of scaring me here. Oh, wait, what? That mean then? Wait, you have? Wait, this whole time? Oh my god! Oh jeez, it took us long enough to fess up, didn't it? Well, I mean, oh gosh. Oh, well, you know what? I think you're looking a little cold. Mm-hmm. Oh, aha. I've got the perfect idea. Mm-hmm. Let me just slip onto your lap like this, and then just wrap my arms around you and... Oh no, you're bright red again. Oh, what's the matter? Is it getting too warm, having me on top of you, pinning you down like this? Or... perhaps you're liking this. Oh, you don't have to say anything. It's all over your face. Oh, that cute little face of yours. You know, I have wanted to do this for a while now. You made me wait long enough. Although, something is missing. Yeah. Something to seal the deal. Something like that. Hey, how does this sound? From now on, whenever you need to study or get away from that noisy roommate, you can just come over to my dorm. Yeah, we can have little study dates or movie nights. Would you like that? Okay, good. I'm looking forward to it then. But let's talk about that another time, okay? I want you to kiss me again.